Welcome to the Talent Development Think Tank Podcast, the number one podcast for learning and talent development professionals. Now here's your host, Andy Storch.
Welcome back to the Talent Development Think Tank Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Storch, and I'm excited that you're joining me today for my bonus Q&A conversation with Candace Mitchell, who is a talent development, learning and development guru who helps L&D pros develop and help them make more of an impact in their organization. She's a coach, she's a consultant. And if you haven't yet listened to our last conversation, we covered a lot of great ground talking about things like succession planning, developing skills of the future, why L&D is not training and how to get more strategic in learning and development, but doing it incrementally, right? Maybe taking that first order, building trust, building relationships, and then creating a more strategic role over time. We also talked about how to grow in your L&D career and how to build your personal brand. So if you haven't listened to that, make sure you go back and check that out. Today is our bonus Q&A conversation. And Candace, you've had a great and interesting career working in corporate L&D, running your own business, working in South Africa, working in the United States. What would you say has been your greatest accomplishment or proudest moment so far?
Oh, it's a great question. I think what I am most proud about is the projects where I connected with the people doing the learning. And so I have a few projects in mind, and all of them are pretty simple projects that I worked on, but it was when the learner, which I consider my customer, got hold of me and thanked me for the difference I made in their lives. So it's those small moments is really what makes me do what I do. It makes me come alive. Like, I love getting those emails, those comments, people finding me to just say thank you because of what you did. I got that job. I got that promotion. I increased my profit in my business. You know, all of those things is what makes me the proudest of what I do.
I love that. On the flip side, Candace, what would you say has been one of your biggest mistakes or failures in your career? And what did you learn from it?
One of my biggest mistakes was going into a new environment and not taking the time to unpack it and really get to know it and acclimatize myself. So I went in with my experience and my knowledge, and I pushed back a lot. So I, you know, and again, people can listen to the previous episode because I got into this, but it was not taking the order. And then, you know, basically blowing my credibility like out the water. You know, I was dead in the water because I didn't take the order. And then they just saw me as, you know, I didn't want to help, or I didn't want to, you know, get going. I wasn't fast enough, all of that. So yeah, that was my biggest mistake, was just not understanding the environment I was in.
Let me show you, I'm going to show you how to do things. And, and I think you're not alone there. I've been running this podcast now for 6 years, and I've asked this question a lot. I'd say one of the most common mistakes, and it's not just L&D, I think it's in all kinds of roles, people come in and they just want to add value right away. So they start suggesting things before, you know, really like listening and understanding what the environment is all about, what the business, what's going on, how things are done. And then, you know, maybe you can make incremental suggestions, but instead of coming in guns blazing, right? And like, all right, this is how we're going to do things now. And then you tend to rub some people the wrong way.
Yeah.
Candace, when you think about talent development more broadly, what would you say is one of the most, the biggest challenges in talent development today?
The biggest challenge I see in talent development is that there are not enough people. So a lot of people are losing their jobs. So I think teams are cut down. They're very thin. And then a lot of people land up or have fallen into learning development. And so they don't have the skills. And I hear this all the time. I've interviewed like about 100 people. And that is probably the biggest pain point that I hear, is that I don't know what I'm doing. I don't have the skills. No one goes to university or college to learn this. And so I really don't know what I'm doing. I know I want to add value and I want, you know, to help this organization be successful, but I don't have the skills. And then compounded on that is I don't have the time because I'm one person or maybe three people.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. What would you say is the biggest trend that you're following today that you're excited about in talent development?
The biggest trend that I'm seeing, there is a wave of this on LinkedIn and social media and everyone I'm speaking to, everyone is trying to get out of that order taking mode. I think people know that that is not sustainable. It's not adding the value that they need to add. It could be a little bit of the reason for layoffs because they're not adding the value. And they can see that. People see this order taking is not good enough. And so there's this wave of, you know, be that strategic partner, be that, you know, person that the company turns to help move, you know, to move the needle. So that's the biggest trend is everyone is wanting to get out of that order taking mode.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. It'd be great to see that trend continue. Candice, is there a book or a TED talk that you recommend or has made a big impact for you? I know you mentioned one in our last episode, which was Nice Girls Don't Get the Corner Office. Any other books that have been important for you or maybe that you've just read recently or a TED talk?
It actually just was an awesome experience reading this book. I had to do it for coursework. So thank goodness I came across this book. It's called The Heart of Business, Leadership Principles for the New Era of Capitalism, something like that. And it's by Hubert Joly. He's French, so I'm probably saying that wrong. He was the CEO of Best Buy. The book is not about Best Buy, but it's about his leadership principles. And that just, I read that book and it has fundamentally shifted the way I see leadership and where leadership needs to go, like in the next 2 to 10 years. Like it was fantastic.
Yeah. Ooh, very cool. Last question for you, Candice. We've talked a little bit about this already, advice that you have for L&D professionals on building their careers and their personal brand. For those in talent development who are looking for different ways to accelerate their career success, is there one more piece of advice you would give?
I would say find a person you trust and get the advice. Like become a mentee or get a coach or something like that. I say to everyone, you don't have to do this alone. There are people that have done this. You don't need to figure it out all by yourself. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. You know, there are people out there. And again, like learning and development people want to help. Like that is a core thing in their DNA. And so reach out to people that you trust or that you admire and just ask them what they did, how they got to where they are.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, find a mentor, find a coach. You don't have to try to do it again. You don't have to try to do it on your own or learn everything on your own or try to figure it out on your own because there are lots of people that have done it before you. Great advice. Love that. I've done that in my own career. I know you've done that as well. So Candice, thank you again for coming on and sharing your advice, your experience, your expertise with us. I really appreciate it. And I look forward to talking with you more soon.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, that will do it for my bonus Q&A with Candice Mitchell. I hope you enjoyed that conversation. I'm going to be bringing Candice in as a guest speaker into our Talent Development Think Tank community this summer. We bring in lots of different guest speakers from the podcast and other places, as well as give our members an opportunity to lead calls. It's a really fun and engaging and educational community that I've been running since 2020, and we're still going strong with over 100 members who absolutely love the calls, the topics, and the conversations. So come check us out. All of our information is on our website, tdtt.us/community. That's tdtt.us/community. Are you investing in yourself? Are you investing in your own development, your own career, your own network? Do you belong to a community that allows you to connect and learn from others? If not, I highly recommend you come join us at least check it out for a month or two and see if it's a fit for you. tdtt.us/community. All right, thank you again for listening. I hope that you will take ownership, take action, and find some gratitude in the work that you do. Cheers.